Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden's State of the Union address last night was met with much heckling from members of the Republican Party.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
The New York Post cover this morning calls the speech Miss State of the Union and ID'd the president as Joe Lyden. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Rescue teams work through the night in Turkey and Syria, pulling more bodies from the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by this week's catastrophic earthquake. The death toll rose Wednesday to nearly 10,000 souls, making the quake the deadliest in more than a decade. The United States posted its largest trade deficit on record last year as global demand weakened amid high inflation, increasing interest rates, disruptions, and the pandemic's harmful effects. The Commerce Department reported America's imports exceeded its exports by nearly $1 billion in 2022. That's up 12% from 2021. $16 billion in bets is expected for this weekend's Super Bowl game.
Over 50 million adults are expected to bet around $16 billion on the Super Bowl. That amount is roughly 20% of the U.S. population and would be a record for the amount of people betting on the big game. This is in part to states like Kansas, Ohio, Maryland, and Massachusetts, who have all launched online sports betting since the last Super Bowl. The money projected for the Sunday's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs is more than double the amount of money bet on the game last year. Super Bowl 57 kicks off Sunday. I'm Julio Flores.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A New York City police officer has lost his life after a shooting over the weekend.
The NYPD officer, 26-year-old Adid Fayaz, was shot in the head while off duty in Brooklyn on Saturday during an attempted robbery. He was looking for a car from Facebook Marketplace. Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell said Fayaz was a father, husband, a son, and a protector of the city. Hundreds of police officers lined the hospital for the solemn ceremony as Fayaz's body was taken to the medical examiner. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Russian military forces launched several attacks in eastern Ukraine, pushing for a breakthrough on the battlefield as Kyiv continues to wait on promised tanks from the Biden administration and other allies. The United Kingdom is casting doubt on the prospects for a major Russian offensive. The General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces said Russia was regrouping and attacking on five fronts in the eastern part of their country. Basketball player LeBron James is now the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. He spoke on the court after breaking the record Tuesday night.
I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever, in a million years, dreamt this even better than what it is tonight.
One fan at the game describes what it means to him and his family.
As a lifelong Laker fan, to be in the building, I know I watched Kareem break the record, but it was on TV. So to be in the building was just amazing, and to be here with my son and be part of history was just unbelievable.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. So what did you think? State of the Union, huh? Was it all that it cracked up? See, we told you some things would happen. Didn't realize it was going to be quite that wild. I mean, for a moment there, I thought maybe we were looking in on something that was happening out of Britain in Parliament with all the interaction going on. Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, is with us. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So all that it cracked up to be, any surprises for you?
I think that the one thing that maybe not totally surprised, but Joe Biden did a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did a good job. He delivered his speech, and he was able to respond to hecklers, mm-hmm. Who, and quite honestly, I think to the average person, those who were, you know, yelling from the floor of the House were. Mm-hmm. End up looking bad, because he was in the position of authority. Mm-hmm. People watch this, are looking, you know, they're watching the president tell them what the State of the Union is. And it is and when people heckle him, you know, this isn't Parliament. We're not used to that. And mm-hmm. it makes it seem as though those people are being disrespectful to the office of the president. Mm-hmm. And anybody who is offended and appalled that Nancy Pelosi ripped up the President Trump's State of the Union message, you know, he didn't have a dog in the fight. They're just looking because they're, you know, wanted, you know, they felt like it was their duty to watch State of the Union. Mm-hmm. Those same people would be appalled by people trying to create YouTube videos by confronting the president from the floor.
Yeah. Well, we anticipated it. We said there was going to be some Joe Wilson moments.
That's true. Yeah. And I just don't. I've come around on this. I've known Joe Wilson for a very, very long time. I've known him since he was state senator in South Carolina many, 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 many years ago. Mm-hmm. And Joe Wilson is the most self-effacing kind of low-key guy in the world. I think he heard something. It was a blatant lie. Mm-hmm. He knew it was a blatant lie, and he kind of just, his emotions.
It was involuntary. Kind of, I mean, it just came out of him.
Yeah,
exactly.
It just came out.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm just older and more cynical now, mm-hmm. but now I just know too many people who are seeking to make YouTube moments mm-hmm. or becoming Instagram famous.
Do you think it was that way I mean, look it. Joe Biden has been lying to his teeth for the last 2 years,
right.
Rick.
True.
And here he is, the State of the Union, and he starts off, and it's like, wait a minute, stop it. And, you know, on one hand, I thought, okay, I mean, like you, I kind of go into things, I want to maintain a civil decorum. I want to give everybody a chance to be heard out. But we've been listening to this guy for 2 years, and he's been lying through his teeth. He's got, it's just such a hot mess, his administration.
I get it. I get it. And I understand the response. And, And from a visceral standpoint, you know what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
There's no surprises. You knew what he was going to say.
Right.
You know the lies they're going to tell. These are the lies they've been telling for 60 years. Okay.
Right. Right.
Oh, they're going to eliminate Social Security. They're going to eliminate Medicare. Social Security is going to go away in 5 years of that kind of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't help when Lindsey Graham introduces legislation the day before that moves the retirement age to 70. But what they don't say is that's like for people who are 40. It's not for people who are 55. But the fact of the matter is, when you're talking about our spending in this country,
mm-hmm.
we have a massive spending problem, and 70% of it is entitlements.
Yeah.
And
well, but the deal is, look, the thing that bothers me about Social Security is I don't look at it as an entitlement. I mean, people paid into that.
It's an insurance policy.
Yeah, and the thing is, the government rifled through the Treasury. They opened up the lockbox going back to the days of Johnson, and they have been raping and pillaging what is the people's money all these years with impunity. And so then they oh, well, it's an entitlement. We want to, wait a minute. No, you owe this money to the people. I mean, you're fortunate because you're all attorneys and you've written the law in such a way that allows you to get away with robbing, just stealing from the people flat out. And then you come back and you have the audacity to say, oh, well, it's an entitlement. No, it's much more than that.
That's a fair statement. And the fact of the matter is, Social Security is built on an insurance model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you pay up to a certain amount and you have and then you stop paying because in terms of income levels, because your insurance, the amount of insurance premium you're going to collect is capped out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the aspects to it that, people don't, when politicians don't think about, because it is an insurance policy that you paid into
exactly.
for a lifetime.
Exactly.
The challenge, and this is where, in dealing with Social Security, Medicare, the whole system, by the way, you're absolutely right. For people who don't remember, Johnson raided the Social Security Trust Fund with Democrat Congress, Democrat Senate, because Republicans didn't have any say-so in Congress or back then.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the minority, permanent minority, basically since FDR.
Right.
But he raided it in order to make it so they have to send out war bonds to pay for the Vietnam War.
Right.
I mean, this was the way they shuffled money around, because they had a bunch of money that was in a pot that was being saved and was being invested and was being, like it was supposed to be to cover the insurance
mm-hmm.
for the people who were paying into it. And they maneuvered it and moved some numbers on a spreadsheet and essentially integrated the Social Security Trust Fund into the general fund. In a way that, while it is technically separate, it is it's been one of the means of showing a lower budget deficit, because the monies that were going into the Social Security Trust Fund were, in terms of revenues, were significantly higher than the amount being paid out. So that was a net plus revenue, and it offset the deficit spending on the other side of the ledger. So. That's the dirty secret about why they did it. They didn't want to have to sell war bonds for Vietnam because they wouldn't be able to sell them.
Exactly.
But truth is, when Joe Biden says, and this is what irritates me, when he goes off and wants to say we can't have a conversation, we can't use the debt ceiling as a reason to drive the spending down, and we should just rubber stamp it, he's wrong. He's
right.
Lying to the people.
Mm.
And if I were Kevin McCarthy, I would pass a debt ceiling limit increase along with spending restraint, send it to the Senate and say, see, Joe, we don't want to default on our debt. If you oppose cutting spending, then you're the one who's saying you want to default on the debt.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
so
it's a game. It's a game of chess. I mean, he made a chess move last night on the issue of Medicare and it looks like he got points, but I mean, look, we know the game, And you're exactly right. Now, the next move is Kevin McCarthy's to make. And we'll see how this plays out. But, clearly we've got to do something about the spending. You cannot spend $7 trillion in 2 years and think everything is hunky and dory. Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. Coffee to a stick of gum, Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
Let's bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Hey, back with you. We got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, talking about the State of the Union. But I'll tell you, to me, one of the huge highlights, amidst all the stuff that went on, I mean, we get that, and we anticipated, and we called most of it, right? I don't know, Rick. One of the things I said, there was an over and under on how many Supreme Court justices would fall asleep, but we didn't see any of that. But we did see the raucous behavior that we anticipated, the Joe Wilson moments that makes Joe Wilson, and I've heard the same thing about Joe Wilson as well, Rick, that he is such a nice guy. And I saw that for what it's worth when it happened. I heard it and I thought, wow, you know, here it is. Cause I think everybody, well, most people with a brain knew that Barack Obama was lying. And then of course it was further confirmed when Justice Roberts saved his bacon when it went to the Supreme Court and says, no, it's a tax. You know, that's the way.
Well, you know. Yeah, and remember what he said that you lied to was when he said illegal aliens wouldn't get this benefit. And, you know, before Obama left office, illegal aliens were getting the benefit.
Right.
So it was, you know, he was right. Mm. Barack Obama lied.
Yeah, everything about the whole presentation of Obamacare was a big lie. And here it is, and Joe Biden last night was touting, we've got 16 million people on Obamacare. It's like, please, we hijacked our health care system for 16 million people, which basically is a ruse because you kind of force people into the Medicare program in order to, you know, get the number you got. Straight up, people didn't think Obamacare, and they still don't think that it passes the so what test.
Well, if you with Medicaid, what actually this is 16 million, think about this. One of the things during one of the COVID costs was when all those people were lost their job. We had 25 million people unemployed for about 2 months. When they lost their job, they lost their health insurance. What the government did in the initial response language was they made them immediately eligible for Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And they auto-enrolled them into Medicaid. So you had 20 million people auto-enroll into Medicaid. Then they put another provision in that said, you're going to be continuously renewed. So states can't take you off the rolls until the federal government says they can. So the federal government has now said that they can start taking people off Medicaid rolls on March 1 of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have artificially had about 15 million people on Medicaid based on COVID who don't qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
And it is so you want to talk about things that happen if the states remove those people from the Medicaid rolls, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, the cost savings are going to be enormous.
Yeah.
We're talking hundreds of billions of dollars in cost savings.
We can't even get them off the voting.
Well, that was the other thing. They also were auto registering people when they got into it. So it was all a big thing. They dramatically increased the number of people dependent upon government for health care. They auto enrolled them into the voting system, and then they told them you're going to lose your health care if the Democrats don't win.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you know, all in all, that's a pretty. It's pretty sweet government intervention into the electoral system.
Yeah, but look at the number, though, Rick. Look at the number. You're talking, after all that and all the people lost their jobs and everything, you auto-enroll them and you only come up to 16 million? I remember, and help me out here, when Obamacare was out, it was like, oh, we have this big donut hole of 30 million people that were underserved, they need to be handled, right? And my question all along is this, what did we do with that 30 million? What happened? Where's that number that justified all this?
Lie. Okay,
well,
that 30 million was a lie, okay? It always was a lie.
Right.
And I actually, when I was at the Labor Department, that was under the Employee Benefits Standards Administration, they actually did health. And so a lot of those numbers were, you know, would be generated out of the Labor Department. And every year I'd get calls from various media people wanting to know what a number of uninsured were. And the fact of the matter was, the number was made up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a nice trick that I used with him. I said, I don't have that number. I'll get right back to you. And then I never did.
Yeah.
So that was so that was my way of dealing with a number that was a lie, is I just took it out of circulation by virtue of not releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all knew it was a lie. It was made up.
Right.
It was fabricated.
So anyway,
but look at the mess they created.
I just think, you know, the one thing that we can't miss, I was critical in terms of some of the stuff that in the State of the Union, but let me just be clear. Sarah Sanders rocked.
Exactly. No, she, I think the best post State of the Union speech ever, I believe.
Yeah, here's just from a, you know, I don't know. It wasn't the most, you know, emotional and get your gears running and stuff like that speech. But she laid down a moral reason behind policy. Mm-hmm. And she laid out some of the fundamental things that are non-negotiable moral things that need to be done. And she had positive ways of getting there that were, and I just wish that we had, that our leaders in Washington would lay down a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
So people said, okay, I know why we're fighting these fights because I see the moral backing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason people lose faith in their politicians and their leaders is because they don't lay down a moral. You can't back down on a moral principle,
right?
And because they never set a moral principle, they're always willing to back down to accommodate. And there's some things you can back down on, but if it's a moral prerogative, if it's a moral imperative,
right,
you have to plant your feet and fight. And the sense is in Washington, the Republicans won't plant their feet and fight. It frustrates the heck out of people. Sarah Sanders provided a vision of something, of things that were worth planting your feet and fighting for, and didn't back away from talking about God, talking about faith.
Mm-hmm.
And at a time when that is, politicians don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and her on the national stage doing that was, it was really uplifting, and I can't wait until she someday, hopefully in the future, is running for president, because that's the exact.
Well, that was my immediate impression. That was my immediate impression. This could be a future president of the United States. Her speech was Reagan-esque, in my humble opinion.
Wow.
You know, it was a reaffirmation of conservative values. Conservative values that are, you know, I mean, they come with history, proven history, Rick,
right.
What she cited. And even calling out, you know, normal versus crazy. I mean, she called out the state of the union of the of our union, of our culture. You got normal and crazy, and it's okay to call it for what it is. It is crazy.
And that, I thought that was the most compelling thing she did, because it's what everybody thinks.
Yeah,
but nobody said. Everybody's afraid to say it.
Short of a young kid stepping out of the crowd and going, "The king is naked. Joe Biden is naked." This, in a sense, was that moment.
Yes, and she, and it was. I just, and given the fact that it was their Republican response, and the Republican response is, "You guys are nuts." Okay, and I think most people, when you talk about boys going into pretending to be girls and going into locker rooms with girls, and boys competing against girls in sports, yes, they're nuts. Mm-hmm. They're wrong.
Yes,
there's no, and it's not consistent with anything that is a moral character. It's not under any rubric of fairness, fair. And it's and we have ruled by the mob of the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. that's you know, that's where we've been. And she called it out, and, you know, thank goodness for that. I will tell you the one thing that I my initial takeaway on the State of the Union from Biden, though, was that Biden's speech proved that he doesn't actually know what the State of the Union is, because his speech was out of touch. His proposals didn't make sense.
Right.
And he proposed, and he basically propped up crazy policies that the American people, when they know about them, reject them.
Yeah, let's just spend some more money. The answer is spending more money, because with the Democrats, it's never not enough money. It's never not enough time. The other thing, just in closing about Sarah Sanders, Huckabee Sarah Sanders, was that young versus old.
Yes.
Is the announcement of the new guard coming, right?
It's fantastic. I want to hear young people talking and sounding not crazy. That is a great thing.
Amen. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA News Update. President Biden's State of the Union address last night was met with much heckling from members of the Republican Party.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority.
The New York Post cover this morning called the speech misstate of the union and ID'd the president as Joe Lyden. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy.
Rescue teams worked through the night in Turkey and Syria, pulling more bodies from the rubble of thousands of buildings toppled by this week's catastrophic earthquake. The death toll rose Wednesday to nearly 10,000 souls, making the quake the deadliest in more than a decade. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. We've got Bill Pascoe with us. Yes, the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington who's got his eyes in the sky. I guess no more balloons for now?
My eyes are on the coastline now. We're watching the dredging operation.
You are. I was saying the other day they ought to get those guys. I mean, you know those guys that are outside of Giant Stadium in San Francisco that they're in their kayaks and they, you know, catch balls and do all that. I bet if you put them out there, they'd probably lickety-split clean up that balloon really quick. What do you think? Just saying.
And they could save taxpayers money while they're at it.
Why not? I mean, I'm sure it'd probably, you know, a couple of grand, maybe free tickets to a Washington game or something like that, and they'd be happy campers. I mean, you know, we wouldn't have to be spending. I'm sure this is going to cost us millions of dollars after it's all said and done, right?
Of course it will. And then it'll cost us millions of dollars more to figure out why exactly was it that we allowed this thing to traverse the continental United States for a week before we shot it down, for goodness sake. You can't tell me. It's not like the entire United States is the metropolitan East Coast. Mm-hmm. We found this thing over Montana, for crying out loud. If there's anywhere on the planet you could shoot something down without having to worry about debris falling on people, it would be Montana, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah,
meant to Montana. I've been there. It's exactly the open space that we all are attracted to in Montana, for gosh sake.
We're probably protecting some sort of, you know, unique species of buffalo or something out there. I don't know. I mean, but it's but then again, why do you make such a deal out of this, Bill? I mean, this happened during the Trump administration, if you want to believe them for that one.
Well, you know, this is what I'm trying to figure out, because one of two things is true. Either the military knew about it in the Trump administration and didn't tell anybody in the civilian leadership,
mm-hmm.
which is one whole kettle of fish they really don't want to get into,
right.
or they didn't know about it at the time. And this is what I'm scared of, because the reading that I've been doing over the last couple of days indicates that the military is now claiming that they did not know it at the time. And it's only because of the intelligence community telling the military through the intelligence community's means. What does that mean? That means that what they're saying is, we've got spies in the Chinese government who are telling us, hey, we sent some balloons over America and we gathered this intelligence. So we're getting that from our spies in China. And that leads me to ask this question. Why in the world are they announcing to the Chinese that we have spies in your government who tell us about your weather balloons flying over America and the intelligence that they collect? Why are we announcing that to the world? Isn't that a failure of intelligence? They're disclosing classified information in order to make the argument that the military didn't know about balloons that passed over America. Yeah, I mean, either way, it's not a good situation. This is not going to end up well for the Biden administration.
Well, Bill, this is a problem when you start lying. When you start lying, you get yourself in a bucket of worms. You're in a web that you end up, you dig a hole that you fall into that you created for yourself. And the thing is, the Democrats are classic at responding. They don't know how to preempt. Everything that, whether it was Joe Biden, Obama before him, they seem to wait. I mean, here it is. You've got Russians, coming together at the border of Ukraine for over 12 months. And in order to do an invasion, any military expert would tell you there are things that go with that invasion. All signs were that they were there not for some weenie roast at the border. They were there to invade, and they knew that well in advance, and they ignored it so that it could get more complicated and more costly. And guess what? We the people get to pay for that, right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And while that buildup was taking place, what are we doing? We're screwing up in Afghanistan, sending a signal to Putin that, hey, just in case you were wondering what kind of military response you might get from the United States, don't worry about it. These guys
exactly.
can't even withdraw from Afghanistan without making a mess of things.
At every sign, Bill, at every sign, this administration has made America more vulnerable than ever. But Joe Biden insists that we've never been safer, we've never been more prosperous, that he's had two of the best years ever in the history of the presidency. I mean, it's just like, come on, please, give me a break here.
This is DHS Secretary Mayorkas repeatedly asserting, despite all evidence to the contrary, that the border is secure.
Yes.
The border is secure. It's as if he thinks if he repeats that long enough, maybe it'll happen. The border is not secure. Let's put this in context. During the last year of the Trump administration, Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection agents were stopping about 38,000 illegal immigrants every month. Keep that number in mind, 38,000 a month for the last year of the Trump administration. The first year of the Biden administration, that number went from 38,000 a month to 144,000 a month. The next year, it went from 144,000 a month to 198,000 a month. That's five times the rate that it was during the Trump administration.
Exactly.
And yet we've still got the Secretary of Health, of Homeland Security, despite all evidence to the contrary, continues to assert the border is secure. It's beyond reason.
Well, and they all got, just about all of them got free T-shirts with Biden's name on it, right?
And a cell phone.
It's like,
so we can track them.
How are we getting worked here? I mean, see, this is so absurd. But again, they're buying time, Bill. They're buying time just like they do with everything, because it gets so far down the road that you just have to deal with it.
Yeah. You know, last week we got numbers. They said 517,000 new jobs. And
Do you believe that number?
I don't believe that. And here's why I don't believe that. First off, because it's the January number. It's the first number of the year. And for some reason, January always, almost always, gets reevaluated. A couple months from now, they'll say, oh, we're readjusting those numbers downward.
We got some seasonal pop. We didn't understand it at the time. There weren't really 500,000 new jobs created. It was closer to 300,000. Mm-hmm. And even that won't be right. Here's what I pay attention to. I'm doing your show this week, filling in for your regular guest in this time, Jenny Beth Martin, who I work with closely, mm-hmm. at Tea Party Patriots. She is traveling. Now, she travels constantly, so from time to time I get to fill in for her. I'm always happy to do that. The point of the matter is she is always on the road, and mm-hmm. when we talk, and we talk regularly, obviously, she right. says, you know what, it doesn't make any difference where I go. The hotels still have a problem getting employees, and the restaurants still have a problem getting employees.
Right.
And when you stop to think of it, in the service industry and the travel industry, those are the two of the big industries that employ tons of people in this country. She is constantly traveling. She's going all over the country, and she's telling me they still have problems at hotels and restaurants filling the jobs that they've got open.
Exactly.
So don't tell me we just created 500,000 new jobs. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing it. It flies in the face of my own real life lived existence. Mm-hmm.
Well, where are we? Can I ask the question in terms of net job creation? Because the president is lauding that he's created all these new jobs. I mean, we're barely at going back to history of Trump. When Trump left office, we're barely at that level, much less to where he's created thousands of new jobs. How is that possible?
Well, here's the problem. The problem is that so many jobs were lost in that steep dive when COVID first arrived, and mm-hmm. everybody freaked out, and the government said nobody can go to work, and businesses were shutting down all over the place, and then we shoveled money out of the Treasury as fast as they could print it in the basement of the Treasury, and so there were a lot of job losses. I mean, it's a cliff. If you go back and you look at the graph of the GDP of the United States over the last 10 years, you see climb, 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 and then all of a sudden it's like a slash, just a steep cliff mm-hmm. for just a couple of months, and then it immediately turns right back up again. It wasn't a U, it's a V. Mm-hmm. There's this hard angle at the bottom where all of a sudden, in the space of just a couple of weeks, it turned around as President Trump said, wait a minute, let's not throw out the baby with the bathwater here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
we can't allow our response to COVID to be so great that it kills everybody and it
exactly.
kills the economy.
Yeah, you can't afford the cure to be worse than the disease. And
exactly.
That's what he cautioned. Bill Pascoe, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for pinch hitting for Jenny Beth Martin. As always, you're welcome here, buddy. Okay?
Thanks for having me, Bill. Good to be here.
You got it. Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington. Bill Pascoe has been our guest.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine to bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You know, listening to last night's State of the Union, you would think everything's hunky and dory at the border. I mean, all is well. You know, what's the big whoop? Chris Chmielewski is with us, Numbers USA Vice President, and he's here to talk about that and also, you know, a report on the Oversight Committee, which I think probably had them so revved up. That's why they were so raucous at the State of the Union. Some say that, you know, Republicans lost decorum there, but I think they're just kind of fed up of hearing the lies coming out of the president. What do you say, Chris?
Yeah. So, you know, just a quick timeline of events here. So we have a border crisis in 2017 or so. Mm-hmm. President Trump takes executive actions that are completely consistent with U.S. law, stops the border search. Trump loses in 2020. Biden becomes president. Biden undoes everything that Trump does in terms of executive actions that have been authorized by Congress and under federal law.
Right.
We have a new massive border surge of record levels, and then President Biden blames Congress for it. It's like we're living in a fantasy world right now. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Well, and it's just like we were energy independent until he kills coal, kills the sector, and then complains that they're taking profits. Well, that's what he produced. By, you know, dissuading and discouraging the development. And then he even kind of, you know, goes off script. You could tell. He says, well, we need, you know, we're still going to need coal for the next 10 years. Well, Mr. President, do you realize what it takes to start up a manufacturing plant? This is not a 2-week startup program. I mean, this takes, you know, 8 to 10 years. So let's go ahead and invest, and let's just go along with your timeline and say, okay, we're going to go ahead and invest in, you know, you say, you know, roughly you stick your finger up in the air and suggest that maybe we've got 10 years that we're still going to need, you know, fossil fuels and all that investment, which doesn't come back in the immediate, you know, 10-year span. I mean, this happens down the road like everything that you invest. I mean, it's like his disconnect from things of you know, that operate in the business world. I mean, he says he's a free, he's a free market, he's a capitalist, but I'll tell you, I think those are all words. I don't think that that's part of the man's soul.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and the thing with the State of the Union, they've just become political theater, and, you know, I saw something in one of the newsletters this morning that said something along the lines of that it had the fewest voters of a State of the Union, at least in recent memory. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even people are toning out, and they know that, so... Mm-hmm. But yeah, this approach where he comes in and tries to be bipartisan and says that, well, it's up to Congress to solve every single problem. Well, the thing is trust is a two-way street. So
exactly. If
you want Congress to act on this issue of immigration, there's got to be some level of commitment from the administration. And as of right now, the administration has proven over 2+ years now that they have no interest in enforcing the immigration laws on the books. So why should Congress pass an immigration bill, especially one that addresses border security, when he won't even deal with the laws that are present now?
There's no communication of reality right now. I mean, the State of the Union is that opportunity to tell you what is the state of our union. And when it comes to the border, they're delusional. I mean, there's no sense of vision. See, this is the problem. This is what I've had from day one. And I'm glad you brought this up, because this brings crystal clear in my mind the problem I had with Joe Biden, is that where's the vision? What's the plan for the country? You, as the president of the United States, the plan is, we're just going to ride the horse that says we hate Trump. And, you know, that's the vision for the country. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, this isn't one of those on-the-job training programs that you figure out as you go, because we have so much time. I mean, in 2 years, you have decimated, as Sarah Huckabee Sanders pointed out, in 2 years, they have single-handedly decimated this country.
And certainly our borders and... you know, we hope that there's not a significant threat to national security and public safety, but when you got people crossing the border at the level that they've been crossing the border at illegally for the last 2 years, you know, it certainly raises some red flags. And you talk about vision. Again, where's the vision on border security and immigration?
Exactly.
We've heard every president going back to Reagan that the solution is, we got to give amnesty to people who are here illegally, and we got to secure the border. We've been hearing that for 30 years. So there's no vision in that. That's just rehashing old ideas that didn't work. So let's go.
Well, Trump was the first one.
And it starts by protecting the homeland.
Exactly. Trump was the first one that started, you know, putting a wall up, saying, we were going to do all this stuff. We were going to do, you know, use modern technology to surveil the area. All these things that, you know, supposedly the Democrats yelled and screamed about. And then when it was their turn to talk, they go, we're going to do all this technology. You go, where have we heard this before? I mean, and this is what the Democrats do time and again. They're rarely are they in front of something. What they do is they steal ideas or they kind of reinvent what's already there or create something that's not even there, whether it's, you know, whether it has to do with, you know, race situations and, you know, what they did in the mid 60s and the war on poverty, when it was like, and all the money that we spent, it's like we've done nothing. And we've spent, I don't know, $30 trillion in the war on poverty, and we barely have moved it. I mean, this is so brilliant. I mean, what it was just garnering votes, you know, for the Democratic Party. And that's what they do time and again. They create a crisis that doesn't exist. And they claim like they're the champions of it because they manufactured it, and the voters keep falling for this trap and elect these people that are just gaming the system and ripping us off. I mean, this is what it comes down to. I mean, they're just ripping us off. And then the president, I mean, his vision in the State of the Union is, look at, let's not even talk about the $7 trillion I've spent in the last 2 years. But, hey, there's more. I've got all these other great ideas. And there's, you know, all these things that he wants to do but no way of paying for it.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I can't go completely and let Republicans off the hook here, because there's a great piece of legislation that's been offered in the House. It was supposed to be one of the first 10 bills brought to the floor of this Congress. Mm-hmm. H.R. 29, introduced by Rep. Chip Roy, down in Texas, and it would deal with a border crisis. It's a first step bill. It doesn't do everything that we need to stop the border crisis, but it's a first step. And unfortunately, we've got a very, very small handful of Republicans, but just enough Republicans because of the slim majority in the House that are preventing it from coming to the House floor. So I think, you know, you also have a few Republicans that are holding up border security as hostage in exchange for an amnesty. Yeah, it might be a smaller group that the Biden administration is looking for, but it still doesn't make it any more right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they time and again, they keep batting this thing back and forth. But like you said,
right,
it's at some point, you've got to take the first step. I mean, you know, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, it's like one day you wake up and go, oh, my goodness, I'm obese. I got to do something about this. Well, you know, you're not going to lop it all off in one day. I mean, it's,
right.
Hey, we start moving in the direction to where we're seriously considering and enacting policy and enforcement of our border to where we do, you know, protect and support the national security. Because you're exactly right, Chris. I mean, you haven't even mentioned gotaways. When I hear gotaways, I mean, if that doesn't scream national security, yeah, I don't know what else does. Not to mention the fact, oh, yeah, can you say fentanyl? Can you talk about human trafficking?
Yeah.
You know, these things that you know, the president barely even touched on. You know, when you think about the human carnage, you know, and the devastation that America is participating in. You know, we're co-laboring with the cartels to promote the infusion of our country and the death of our young people, 100,000, you know, kids, most of those dying by, you know, with drug overdose, most of them dying because of fentanyl. And,
right.
You know, and here it is. What are we doing about that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and specifically on immigration, they gave it, what, two sentences out of a 70-something-minute speech last night? So clearly the Biden administration acknowledges that it's a vulnerability for them, so they just don't want to talk about it. But talking about it isn't gonna solve these issues that you're talking about. It's not gonna stop the victims of human trafficking. It's not gonna stop the deaths from fentanyl. It's not gonna secure the border. It's not gonna do any of this stuff. You know, I'll be curious to see when the January apprehension numbers come out, because that was when that's when the new Biden administration changes were supposed to go into effect, where they were going to use a wider use of expedited removal, and they were going to turn away people at the border who were trying to claim asylum unless they were from one of three countries. So it'll be interesting to see what those numbers look like. They might be down a little bit, but I don't think they're going to be anywhere close
exactly
to being back to normal.
40 seconds left here, Chris. Oversight Committee, you were there. What did you see? In here.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first step. The House is just really trying to shine attention to it and bring it back to the national spotlight. So this first focus was on people who have been negatively impacted, ranchers, business people down there. I think you'll start seeing the parade of government officials coming in very soon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's needed. Well, the fact of the matter is, the way this administration has opened up the border, every state in the union has become a border state, has it not, in some sense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly, with the way they're relocating all across the country.
He's the Numbers USA VP, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?